Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Tuesday, February 11th. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Assistant Professor of Theater Kelly Schweitzer. Birthdays, born this day in 1847, the great Thomas Edison, from the Biography Channel.
Thomas Edison gave us the electric light bulb and is remembered as one of the greatest inventors of all time.
Without Thomas Edison, we wouldn't even recognize the world as we see it today. Every time we turn on a light switch or an electric motor, we see the fingerprints of his innovation.
Born on February 11th, 1919, Ava Gabor.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
Burt Reynolds is 78 today. Jennifer Aniston is 45. On this day in history in 1990, Nelson Mandela is released from prison after 27 years from CNN.
There's Mr. Mandela, Mr. Nelson Mandela, a free man taking his first steps into a new South Africa. And one wonders what must be passing through Mr. Mandela's mind at this moment.
In 1960, Tonight Show host Jack Parr walks off the show live on the air after having a joke cut by the NBC censors.
As you will see shortly, during the taping of the Jack Parr program earlier this evening, Jack Parr walked off the show in protest against the deletion of one of his stories from last night's show.
I'm leaving the Tonight Show. There must be a better way of making a living than this.
To show how times have changed, the joke had to do with the initials WC for water closet, a British term for the bathroom. Parr returned 3 weeks later after receiving an apology from NBC. At the top of the charts in 1979, is it true that blondes have more fun? Evidently, Rod Stewart asks the musical question, do you think I'm sexy?
Don't you just know?
On the KETR events calendar, Managing Your Digital Identity is a program that will be presented at 7 p.m. Tuesday night, February 18th. Learn how to manage your brand across different forms of social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, and others. The program will be held in room 246 of the McDowell Administration Building. Managing Your Digital Identity, 7 p.m. Tuesday night, February 18th. Our thought for the day, human beings are the only creatures on Earth that allow their children to come back home. Thank you, Bill Cosby. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Kelly Schweitzer, Assistant Professor of Theater at A&M Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
Kelly, is your specialty, I guess is the best way to say this, is puppetry.
It's one of my specialties.
Among others, also costuming.
Costumes.
So you have a class going this very semester. First time that's ever happened, as far as I know here.
Yes, as far as I know as well. And it's my first time to teach it, so it's very exciting.
And so this class, then, is going to be involved in some performances and a festival coming up as we go forward this semester. So tell us about each of those.
Okay, well, coming up February 20th, we will be performing some original shadow puppet shows for the Head Start and Pre-K kids from Commerce Elementary School. They're kind enough to bus over about 60 to 80 students to our main stage theater, and my students, my undergrads and graduates, will be performing shadow puppet theater for them.
Now, when you say shadow puppet, what are we? I have in mind something like when you do your hands in a certain way in front of a light bulb and you put the shadow on the wall, but I suspect it's a bit more sophisticated than that.
Well, that can get pretty sophisticated. And I told my students they can use those techniques if they want, but mostly I think it'll probably be two-dimensional puppets held up against a screen, backlit, so that you see the shadow.
And then now there's a festival of puppetry coming up then in May, May 2nd and May 3rd?
Yes, first hopefully annual or at least semi-annual puppetry festival at TAMUC. The class will be performing their completely original works, short form puppetry, so 10 to 20 minutes or so, 4 to 5 different performances. They will produce these completely from scratch, so they will write them themselves, they will build all the puppets, the scenery, cast, direct it. They're also in charge of the advertising and all the logistics. So it's a completely student run and generated endeavor.
Mm-hmm. Now this performance on February 20th for the young kids, could anybody attend that if they wanted to?
Yes. Anybody with young children, it'll be in our main stage space.
Should be plenty of seating there.
Yes, lots of seating.
And what time of day is that?
That will be at 9:30.
On that, and that is a Thursday morning, February 20th.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then now there's another thing you were telling me about, that we have an out-of-town group from Houston coming to perform here on February 28th.
Yes, a group called Boo Town. They specialize in theater and theater type performances like puppetry and benchy shows. And they will be coming to do their Curio show and also their Mummy show. And these are two also short form shows. One is 5 minutes long. One is about 35 minutes long. And they mostly use shadow puppetry as well, but they use an overhead projector so they can get a lot of different effects and colors. And interesting techniques to tell their stories.
Okay, that's 2 p.m. on Friday, February 28th, in the what we call the Black Box Theater in the Performing Arts Center. We're talking with Kelly Schweitzer, Assistant Professor of Theater at A&M Commerce, who's involved in puppetry, an expert puppeteer, and someone who specializes in that, as well as other things in theater. Puppets can be that. I think of hand puppets, but they can be marionettes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Can be the puppet that the ventriloquist has sitting on his lap, Charlie McCarthy, like of character. So there's a variety of different forms that puppets can take. I guess the thing that when most people think of, when you say puppets, they think of Sesame Street.
That's a lot of our first experiences are through Jim Henson, Sesame Street, the Muppets, children's form of theater. And his puppets are mostly rod puppets. So they're hand and rod puppets, built for television, of course. So it is slightly different. But that's a very popular form and one we're introduced first as children. So I think that's what most of us think of as hand puppets when you say the word puppets.
What are some other examples of puppetry in media, entertainment today?
Oh, there's a lot. Puppetry is having a little bit of a renaissance right now. War Horse, a very popular musical featuring life-size and lifelike horse puppets that the actors actually have to ride on, and like cavalry charges and such, has been really well received. Also, lots of television shows that feature puppetry, children shows, of course, things like Lazy Town.
So, again, coming up February 20th, there is a performance for young children in the Performing Arts Center. That's at 9:30 on Thursday, February 20th. Then we'll mention the February 28th, the performance of Boo Town from Houston, 2 p.m. Friday, February 28th. And that's also in the Black Box Theater,
yes.
Also the Performing Arts Center. And then you have your festival May 2nd and 3rd with your class.
Yes.
Kelly Schweitzer, Assistant Professor of Theater, and thanks for having a cup of coffee with us
this morning.
Thanks
for having me.
And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.